the customer, i.e. the tenants in this case, need to be cognizant of what they are actually purchasing. Are they getting value for their money? We know there's a greater demand on housing, especially in Edinburgh, and therefore the result of that could be that rents in some areas, perhaps more than others, will go up. So tenants need to be much more choosy as to and more informed as to what they actually purchase.
It's an interesting word, isn't it, to be more choosy, because while demand has around doubled in around 10 years, what's also rocketed, you could say, is our expectations. We're expecting different things from places now than we did 10, 20 years ago.
And that's definitely true. Certainly, the standard of accommodation has improved dramatically just in the last 10 years, but certainly the last 20 years. The type of furnishings and certainly how properties are laid out is much different because the customer is demanding something different than what they did 10, 20 years ago. And that's a positive thing because we want to see good quality stock out there. Another thing we need to try and measure but isn't proportionate to what rent you pay is the quality of management offered as well. And that's important to us as well.
So while our expectations have gone up and we're expecting a better kind of provision, there's also this idea that there's more responsibility for landlords too. So better quality places would cost more to provide, and then we're expecting maintenance to be covered in that as well, as it's expected, and that must cost too.
Yeah, exactly. The rent that's paid by the tenant is overall cost from the tenant to the landlord, but that needs to include improvements and repairs, etc. It's part of running the business. That's the knock-on cost to the consumer, to the tenant in this case, which includes managements as well. So the landlords and letting agents are investing heavily into doing the best job that they can, to learn how to do the job properly and to be registered and regulated in the way that the government wants. And I'm afraid all of that comes at a cost, which ultimately is passed on to the tenant.
When we're talking about people renting, all kinds of different people do rent after some very bad economic times. Various people who perhaps weren't renting before found themselves doing the same. But this group of people that look for certain advertisements and they see the words no DSS, who are these people? What does that mean for them? What kind of a situation are they in?
Exactly. And it's something that unfortunately we see more and more now. And the reason why we largely see that is because many landlords are very dubious about taking people in receipt of benefits because they hear the horror stories, not about the tenants, but about the system in which the tenants are paid, i.e. the benefit system. We're going through this situation at the moment where we're hearing about tenancy reform and benefit reforms happening and the introduction of universal credit and how that's affecting all landlords, and that's social landlords, housing associations, local authorities as well as private landlords. So you can understand the market's very nervous about that. Many landlords have mortgages and they also have insurance products that preclude them from taking people in receipt of benefits. Now, that's a condition of their mortgage. It's a condition of their insurance policy. So therefore, they have no choice other than to do that. That's something the government needs to address. But I'm afraid if a landlord is tied, then they have no other option other than to not accept people in receipt of benefits. Can I just say in that point as well, I think it's important to emphasise that for many landlords, they have tenants in receipt of benefits who are in the properties for a long period of time and are very good tenants. So many landlords welcome people in benefits. It gives them a stability of tenure and it allows the tenants to become more settled within their communities and establish a home. So for many landlords and tenants, it works. But unfortunately, for those new to the sector, with mortgages, with new insurance products, they find it hard and they're not allowed to enter that sector.
You've mentioned welfare reform and the uncertainty that that's creating, which causes that loss of confidence, which I can see that then makes for the difficult situation that people on these kinds of support are actually on. If we fast forward, we'll see that welfare reform take place, perhaps come to an end, and things will stabilise. But that's quite far ahead. We're not through that yet. Is there anything at the moment in the more short term or the mid term that can be done or is being done? Are there discussions or are there various ideas that are being mentioned at the moment?
I think one of the biggest issues we've seen over the last 10 years is the increasing burden of legislation and fiscal reform and how tenants are finding it harder to access benefits. And that's across the board. And that's in all types of housing, whether it's social housing or private housing. And I think that's unfair on the tenants, that actually what they really need is a safe, secure roof over their heads. And that's the thing that's most in danger in their lives of what they feel that they could potentially lose. And the system, i.e. the benefit system that we have, just makes it harder and harder for these tenants.
Going forward, when we look at the demand that there has been, the demand that perhaps there will be in the future, ultimately, what's the solution? Are we heading towards a sort of housing crisis when we're talking about people looking for places to rent and what the supply is currently in this area? Are things going to be significantly worse in the future, or is there greater work going on between various people, various organisations that could very well bring about a solution?
I think we are approaching a crisis, and I think that's pretty clear. Many people would deny that and say that's not happening. We're seeing the private rented sector that has more than doubled in 10 years and potentially will have to do the same again in the next 10 years to house Scotland's population, and even more so here within the city of Edinburgh. So we have to be prepared for that. We need to properly plan for that. House prices are increasing. That's because there's a greater demand. Rents are going up because, again, there's a greater demand. Now, the only way of addressing that is by providing more supply. So actually by building more houses, releasing more land so that builders can build on affordably as well and provide sustainable accommodation, and essentially invest in social housing. Some of our most vulnerable people are not able to access housing at all. And housing should be available to all, regardless of the social circumstance and where they live, whether it's in the middle of Edinburgh or whether it's in a rural community throughout Scotland. So we need more housing across the board in all tenures and all sectors.